Every year, the Sussex Community Foundation hands out grants of thousands of pounds to good causes and volunteer groups in the county. Now, in a bid to reach out to potential donors in the capital, it's hosting this champagne, well, Prosecco, actually, reception in Temple Place, the Gothic mansion on the embankment, designed in 1895 for William Waldorf Astor, then one of the wealthiest men in the world. The foundation's chief executive, Kevin Richards, says many Sussex groups will benefit from this push for new funds.
What we do is we give grants to small charities and community groups that are working in local neighbourhoods, making a difference to the issues that matter on the ground. We fund a lot of youth clubs for young people, lunch clubs for older people. We fund advice centres that are helping people with debt. We have drop-in centres for homeless people. This evening we're hosting an event called Sussex in the City. There are many people who actually work in the city during the week but live in Sussex in the weekend. And our job as Sussex Community Foundation really is to connect people with the local community. So people who have money to give, we can help them reach those small grassroots groups. The Community Foundation aims to give out £1 million a year in grants. And we're also building a permanent endowment fund where we aim to make £1 million for that each year as well.
Donor Glenn Earle says what attracted him to the foundation was its use of a concept he was familiar with in his work as chief operating officer of Goldman Sachs, leverage.
First of all, there was a government match funding programme so that effectively the government was matching pound for pound the amount of money that we were putting in. And then the other thing really that I was struck by was the organisational leverage as well. I mean, Sussex Community Foundation really provides an infrastructure that sources opportunities, pre-screens them, presents them to us, and then monitors the use of the funds, and then manages the endowment as well. I think there's a natural inclination not to speak too much about, if you like, good works. There's some natural reticence, I think, in this country. I spent a lot of time in America, and I think there's a very healthy habit there to celebrate and applaud philanthropy. If people don't know about the opportunities to make a difference, if they don't know about organisations like Sussex Community Foundation, then they're going to be less inclined to get involved.
And that cello is being played by one of the foundation's beneficiaries, 18-year-old Milan Taraskas.
They supported me to pay for a tour with my youth orchestra in Brighton. It was to the south of France, and the difference was that I wouldn't have been able to go, like, not at all. Just going on it and having that kind of experience really kind of made me more passionate about it. So, like, they've just really helped me kind of hone in on that I want to do that. It's important to get out and play as much as you possibly can. So, like, even playing tonight, like, has been, like, a really good, like, in this building, like, has been a really good experience just because it kind of progresses you and helps you move forwards with your playing and stuff. So, yeah, they've helped me in many, many different ways.
Almost every penny raised goes to the foundation's core work, helping local giving meet local needs.